Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another BBS program. Today is Wednesday. And the date today is September 14th, 2016. And we'll clear the date here for people that may have stuff happening on this date from your past or maybe in your memories. So here we go, releasing this. And also maybe you had a bad hair day today. So here we go. Let's release the energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And let's energize the light beams for everybody to bring peace into your room. So here comes the peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we will release from you a situation which would be a program that you're running. So maybe you don't want to run programs, but that happens. So remember, situations are all programs because in source energy, those don't exist. Situations don't exist. There's no such thing as cause and effect. Here there is. Or controlled by the alien agenda in duality. So let's release your one particular thought. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We'll bring our co-host on. Are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. And hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Show again. I hope you're listening out there somewhere in the world. Apparently, we have fans all over the world, Ron, which is very awesome. I think it's great. So we have one person here that's written in. They're from Raleigh, North Carolina, and that is in the United States, of course. They have been a listener of Creation Lightship for 6 years, and they were on all of the calls this weekend, and they have a testimonial that they would like me to read, if that's okay with you. Yeah, okay, so I'm going to read the whole thing. It says, I would like to especially thank Ron for the three conferences this past weekend. The cultural enslavement clearing had the strongest impact on me. By the end of the 8-hour healing on Sunday, I had no pain in my body and total freedom of movement. I feel much younger, and it seems any task I do goes smoothly without any problems. The best result, though, is that any mind energies are getting less and less, and I am now experiencing a new type of communication. The only words I can use to describe it is that I'm given direction through just knowing what to do without any thought. As an example, leaving for work this morning, I started to get in the car, but stopped and just knew I had forgotten something I wanted to bring with me. There were no thoughts regarding this. This communication has continued throughout the day, and I just cannot do anything wrong. Thank you again, Ron. And we'll continue with the cultural enslavement clearing. It is a tremendous turning point for me. And that's from one of our listeners.
Wonderful.
Yes. That is. And I have to say, I'm kind of experiencing the same thing. So that was very well put. So thank you very much, listener. Okay. Well, we have another Sunday call coming up on Sunday because this Saturday started our monthly calls. So that call is going to be for 8 hours on Sunday. And we, of course, have our weekly calls. So tonight we have the Wednesday call, and that's going to be water charging. So tomorrow night we have the clone body removal special call. And then on Friday we have the entity removal call, which is a very good call. Ron, do you want to explain if there's any newbies out there what the clone body removal call is?
Oh, okay, yeah. What you have is clone replicas that come into you every 10 minutes. And every 10 minutes, if you have a situation going on, we'll say that you stubbed your toe on Monday. And so because it's painful, the aliens will recreate you with that stubbed toe every 10 minutes. And this will go on until your toe starts to heal and it's and the pain's released out of it. So we'll say it takes a week. So next Monday, 7 days, your foot's healed and it feels great because that's what it took normally for your body to heal. Well, since every 10 minutes they're replicating a hurt or a problem with you, which would be your toe, it's kind of hard to take control of that energy since you're being remade, reformed. Remember, in the image and likeness, that's what you call it, as the aliens have created a replica of you. So it's in the image and likeness of the original human. But you're not probably human during that time. So what we do on these calls is we take away your cloned replicas that would have a stubbed toe. And that's you request yourself. And that happens on Thursdays. So when you have that released, then your toe might be instantly better because the real you probably does not have the stubbed toe, only a replica of you does. Now, the eight-hour calls would be kind of similar. These are the Sunday calls. And the Sunday calls, you work on many parts of your body releasing alien critters that are inhabiting you, living inside of you. And I used to talk about them a lot, but the main ones that we have now would be the jellyfish energy on top of your head, and the tentacles come down and attach to your cellular memory, the cells of your body, and bring up the programs of what you're experiencing or what they want to experience next. Then they reprogram that in you. That's a jellyfish energy. The other one that's very detrimental is the octopus energies. And these wrap around inside of you with your tentacles, and they're all taking your life force energy. So that's a bad one. Another one is the black widow energy. We do have squid energies. And then inside of your joints, what you have typically are like little critters that look like caterpillars. And the little barbs on the end are what they attach inside of your joints. And they could, in a sense, give you implants and poisons. So what I'll do is if you have a stiff joint right now, I'll release from you what I can anyway of the energies of the caterpillars. So don't think of the same thing that we have here as a caterpillar that turns into a butterfly. They sort of look similar. So here we go. So think of, you have to find a location that you have a stiff joint. Otherwise, if you don't, I can't help you. So here we go. I'm going to count to 50. And I want you to check out, whatever you're doing now. Maybe it's an elbow that kind of stiff or a wrist. Maybe you think you have carpal tunnel or something. Maybe you were diagnosed with it. Who knows? Whatever you want to look at and focus on, do that now. Because remember, we need to use your mind energy, which is darkness, your thoughts, to find out where the problem is. And then we put source energy there, which has no thoughts, which is peace. And by releasing these caterpillars, which could be thousands of them, you may have a healing. So here we go. I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. They're trying to attack my throat here. I always laugh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. The audience here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So what I suggest is just kind of move your wrist now or whatever you're dealing with, elbow or maybe your back or something, and just see if you feel better. Each time I did a number count, we were putting in, taking away, getting rid of these energies and bringing in your spirit energy to you, which will give you peace. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle, see if we have any comments there.
Yeah, let me check. And I was thinking as you were doing that, Ron, that, you know, all of the ribs connected to your spine, isn't there a little joint in between each one of those?
Yeah, I believe so, yes. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of joints in the body. Big ones and tiny ones. So hopefully we'll get somebody to write in, say how you feel. Maybe if anybody wants to, the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we will get that email. Otherwise, you can go on www.creationlightship.com and fill out a fast chat form, and that'll just be a really short anonymous form, and we will also get that as an email. So, Ron, some of our listeners want any kind of an update that you have here on, let me see how they wrote it. I believe the Secret Soldiers.
That's all that I can say, that they're still active.
Okay. I think a lot of... Yeah.
If you are enlisted and you felt kind of a rough ride, I know last night was a little rough. It just kind of goes with the territory, so... that's what happens. And if it's too rough for you, you can always be enlisted. Say, I don't want to do this any longer. So, but other than that, it's great. So.
Okay. Well, I think it's great. I think it's probably enough for the people that are in it. They know that, you know, there might be a few nights when something's going on, but we feel that it's something we want to do. And we're okay with doing it because we did volunteer. So, so that's great. Every now and then, it's just a little... It's kind of nice to know, oh, yeah, I'm not just up for no reason. I'm up because something is occurring. So that's kind of interesting to know. Okay. And then somebody else wrote that their energy was a little woozy today since getting up, and they're kind of like dropping things or whatnot. And so they're wondering if the timelines are getting messed with or if you know anything that's going on with that.
These are always happening. I can't really say if it could be messed with more than normal or not, but, you know, things are changing. I think they're taking a situation that maybe you're planning to do, and you start to do something, and then they somehow switch it over. And so you're really, you know, you're trying to maybe think or get your spirit connected to you to do the right thing, we'll say. And when you start to do that, then they switch you over into from mind energy of your spirit, using that term loosely here, to an emotional energy. So when you start to do something, all of a sudden they stick the emotional energy in, and you could... you know, go sideways very easily because now you're in emotion versus being in what you wanted to be initially, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. So in a sense, they're switching, using the term lightly here, you know, using your mental body that you're thinking with, and now they're putting you into the frame, the reference of an emotional body, and you're using your mental body, I mean your emotional body, to think with, which is kind of strange. So that kind of makes sense to you?
Yeah.
A little bit out there? Hopefully it does. So back to you, Michelle.
Yes. Okay, we do have another person who wrote in about the call this weekend. It says, Saturday's conference call on cultural heritage disconnection was fabulous. I felt so much heaviness leaving me as you described what was being released. I felt light and became very hot during some of the releases, such as for genocide. During the call, I felt drained and exhausted, After a shower, as you suggested, I felt energized and was able to walk in nature for 2 hours, surprising myself. Even today, I feel like a new person. Big thanks. Yeah,
Very nice. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was a great call. I'm still, even a few days later, I started feeling different muscles relaxing. So I was like, whoa, this is cool. What's going on? It's pretty nice. Okay. So we would like to know, Ron, if the planet is in alignment.
Right now it's not. Thank you. It's a couple of degrees off, so let me readjust that. So I'm going to count to 10 to do that. In fact, I'll count to 20. We'll do each degree, you know, will be 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, we'll see how that feels for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, good. We have another cultural call. It says, good evening, Ron. Thank you for an incredible cultural clearing call this past Saturday. I always notice that after whole lifetime or multiple timeline clearings, people look at me different and interact with me in unusual non-robotic manners. After the Saturday call, strangers were staring at me like they never saw a human before. Additionally, it felt like an overwhelming weight had lifted. It was very heavy, and I am still recovering. I know this worked, since a person who I included as an absentee on the call without knowing of being cleared became exhausted and slept all day after the clearing. Looking forward to continuing whole life cultural enslavement unlimited clearing. Thanks again.
Good.
Yep. These are great. These are very nice. So I'm still looking for more. I'm going through a lot. There's a lot of emails in here, so there's a lot to read. Okay, let's see. This is not one of those, but I think it's a question. I have to clear many of these. How can I get back to spiritual wholeness as fast as possible? Well, I know, Ron, you've talked about that before. It's kind of a process.
It's a process.
It takes
time to do that. So don't, you know, it's not as fast as possible. Remember, you've got a corrupted body for maybe 50,000 years or more. So stating that means that you have to clear out of your body right now because you're made of the genetics of your ancestors, all of their thoughts for 50,000 years, plus the thoughts in this lifetime. Remember, each time you have a thought, it's stored someplace in your body. So, you know, as fast as possible, then you'd want to just start doing every one of the whole lifetime clearings on the website. And then probably get the unlimited version on a few of those because you're going to still have situations popping up. So that's the beginning point if you want to be 100% spiritually okay. And then do all the alien free clearings. So back to you.
Yeah, okay. And there's a lot of clearings on there. So always remember, we have the deal where if you spend over $100 on your first 100, I'm sorry, on your first whole life clearing, then you can basically share the next one with somebody else for half price, which is half of the age of the person. And there's a lot of radio shows where we talk about that in depth and go over that if that is not clear. Okay, so Ron, you did something different on Tuesday's courting call. So the person wrote, the Tuesday courting removal call was so powerful. Thank you for your generosity of adding a light being's body scan to the courting removal call. During that time, I was deeply relaxed, almost asleep. I felt the energy of the beautiful light beings working with my organs. It's great to feel in excellent health. Yeah, it was about 15 minutes. I don't know if you remember, but it was different than something you've done before.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, what was different about that? Don't they always scan us, or was it like one specific
one? No, this was
different.
This was a scan that we did with the body scan. So it's, it was a completely different type of healing.
Yeah. And did somebody give you the idea to do that, one of the light beings?
I probably have the idea to do that.
Well, it was good. Yeah, I remember it. It was very interesting, too. So it gave us an opportunity to, you know, specify several things or what we want looked at. Okay. If anyone wants to write in any more testimonials on exactly all the different things that happened this weekend, and many different things happened this weekend, please feel free. I'm just going through some more emails here. It says, I have multiple alien attack pages going on. I always run two pages for the unknown or for another. And they're wondering, can I also run maybe two or four more, each one for a page, like one that is for a computer attacks and dream attacks, or one that is for one alien race and another one for sleep abduction?
Ah, boy. I normally have people do multiple clearings, you know, when you're doing the same exact one through all of them.
The same emotion? Or
like the different types of abductions going on, so or things like that. You know, if you have a problem and it's the same specific problem, like with trauma, trauma problem, and you're upset, emotional, you're upset, feeling you're upset, you know, then you can do multiple ones of the same thing. You don't want to do different ones. You want to cross the board, because it sounds like a neat thing to do. You need to keep them, like we said, on many, many, many shows. Keep it simple, and don't do too much at one time. Stay focused on what you're doing, and which means, you know, to keep yourself, you know, in alignment, we'll say, with the energy of the clearing that you're doing. Otherwise, you're going all over the map, and you don't want to do that. You want to stick with one particular situation. So back to you.
Okay. All right. And that's really just so that your body can adjust, because it can be, you might think, or you might feel like nothing's happening, but then all of a sudden it might hit your body and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, something happened. So, okay. The next one says, I have been seeing the timer and getting corded by it. Can we please clear this? They say it is specifically when they see the clearing loading page. So I'm not sure if maybe they're all of a sudden looking at their clock on their computer as they're doing that.
I don't know how to answer that one. So
I think they're just... Well, is there a healing we could do for that, for like when people see the consecutive numbers?
Well, that would be the keyword intercept. You could put numbers in there. If you're seeing numbers, and you know, you should have the barcode one, the natal barcode.
Okay. And also, if when you're seeing it is on your computer, the tiny little, like it says, the tiny little time on the top or whatever, I know that there's a way to make it an analog clock instead of a number clock or a digital clock. So it looks like the old-timey clock. And it's still telling you the time, but at least you're not seeing like consecutive numbers as they pop up. So that's an option for people using their computers if that's when you're seeing it. And I know I have like one of those little clock. I have like a digital clock in my car, and I just put a sticky note over it. So I'm not constantly looking at it. People right. are like, it's funny, nobody ever says anything. They get in my car, and there's like, nobody ever asks what time it is, and nobody ever asks why there's a sticky note over my clock.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. There's a request. So this person would like the Clone to Light and Alien to Light clearings. We will send that to you. And in case there are any other newbies, what this is about is we do have a couple free clearings that are very important to do for people. And you just have to request them and we'll email them out to you. They are Clone to Light, Aliens to Light, and I believe there's a third one. I can't quite remember the name. It might be for animals. But it helps declone people, and so it helps you be human and pick up the healings easier. And I don't know, Ron, if you want to explain those a little bit more?
Well, it's designed to bring somebody that you know, like a friend or husband or wife or whatever, as you saw them one day and they were human, and then they got abducted during the next day or the night, and now you wake up and they're a whole different person, and their skin looks like it's maybe pasty white or like, you know, that you would see on a, you know, going to a store looking at a little doll that you want to buy for a child, okay? So that means that they are now cloned out, which means that they're not that person that you knew. They have a limited memory of everything, so you go, holy smokes, what do I do next? So naturally, you just do this clearing, and you will find that they will become human again, and that's what it's for. We have Alien to Light and Clone to Light. So it depends if they were, you know, in the alien agenda or they're a clone species. So either way, it works great. But do that on you know, people that you're acquainted with that you see. You know, the clearing's not really designed for you to say, oh, well, I saw this guy on TV, this movie star. I'm going to do that person. Oh, I see another person here. So-and-so, so-and-so, on and on. No, it's just for your friends that you have, close friends. So, back to you.
Okay. Is it something that we should run on ourselves?
I would say do it on yourself, yeah, because you don't know if you've been taken out or not. That
yeah.
hurts.
No, nope,
just by
hurt.
More presence with you, with the energies, you know. You may feel a little stronger, might be a little more alert, you know. In fact, everybody, you should run it tonight after the program. And maybe tell us how you feel. We never say who you are or anything else, but, you know, it would be good to do that on yourself if you haven't done it. But, yeah, a lot of people have done that on themselves.
Yes, I have. And I know before you started making us real on all of the calls, it was very helpful. I was picking up the whole life healings much more fully. So I think they're good to do. And I've also done them on animals because one of them is for doing it on animals. And the animal has responded by becoming more peaceful, less high strung or emotional, basically. Okay, so this is just a logistical question about, they say, I have 3 large light beings, and only 2 photos for 3. Will this work okay, since they are not directly in front, face-to-face?
Yes, it will. Uh-huh. And then always you can put your picture there.
Yep. Yeah, I have all my life things up or whatever I'm working on, and then I just put a photo in front. I figured as long as the screen can kind of like see it. Okay, object activation. Can you activate one particular music MP3 or maybe a video file? I don't know how to burn a CD to activate it. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I can't answer computer questions, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that would do. I mean, maybe it would make it work better, but I guess it's hard to say. A lot of these things, people just really need to try them and go with their feelings, like how they get an idea, hey, this might work, and then, you know, see if that changed anything and report back to us. Let us know, because other listeners want to know, too, how these all work and different ideas and things to do. Okay, so this question says, last month, Ron said we can run depression barcodes release on our whole life emotional clearing. Please tell us specifically how to do that. Much thanks. I think the depression barcodes was to be entered next to the death barcodes. So if you buy the death barcode removal.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so I think you want to have the death barcode clearing to do that one, I believe. Let's see what we have on the host chat here. If that's correct, we'll see what we have there. So, back to you.
Yes. Okay. Somebody here wrote that, and another show a while ago, you did mention for us to run the alien and clone to light healings for ourselves quite frequently.
Yes, uh-huh.
And
one week. Don't know when you're not you.
Yeah.
So I said, you may want to run it tonight after the program here just to see how, you know, you feel afterwards, you know. If you have you might run it right now. It only takes, how long does that one take? I don't think it's that long, is it?
I think you set the timer for however long you want it to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you want probably at least 15 minutes, so. You're going to just feel yourself becoming more conscious. Do that to the show and let us know how you're feeling. And maybe you run it for a half an hour, just kind of jot down on a piece of paper, like how every 5 minutes felt to you. So back to you. And you should start to feel heavier as your spirit comes more into your body, okay? Maybe if you're cloned out, we'll say you may not feel anything. And then as the clearing starts to work more and more, you're going to get a little heavier and have more body presence. Remember, clones don't have an auric field like humans have. So if you're able to see auras on people, let's just say if you happen to see auras on people, that's good. But you're going to see probably 95% of them. These things walking around not having auras, that could be kind of scary, wondering what kind of species they are, because you have no clue who created them, what God alien energy created these critters, you know? So, back to you.
Yes, I have not been able to see those, but I suppose if you were used to seeing them at one point, you would noticeably be like, wow, people don't have those anymore. That would be kind of weird. Okay, somebody is wondering, will the deceased loved one spirit removal work on me as good as the spirit barcode removal?
I don't know why they're asking that question. All the clearings work equally well. Depends what clearing it is.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Not that one's better than the other. They're it'd just be a different clearing. So, and it depends, you know, how far down the rabbit hole you are with what energetic body you're dealing with when you do a clearing. Because you may do one energetic body, you may not feel too much at all. You may do another one where you're actually living and you're going to feel a tremendous change, you know, in the way you are. But the clearings are not like one's better than the other. It's all the same energy coming to you. It depends how much of a load you're carrying and where you, you know, are choosing to put your energy. I think 600 minutes doing that particular clearing, alien or phone to light, that may not even be enough. You may want to run it a lot longer, but just kind of check and see. You may want to run it overnight when you're sleeping, or maybe for a, you know, a whole day. So, back to you.
Okay. So this one was written today, and it's, let's see here. They're asking about doing a show more about something deeper, bringing out clarity of truth. Things that we've talked about, but going a little bit deeper that maybe hasn't been talked about yet. If you have any ideas, we are sure to want to discuss them. I know we sometimes we talk about, you know, just how to, for you to go ahead and do the clearings yourself at home, but I know people like to hear Ron talk about, you know, basically how the universe works. Yeah, we all love hearing it. So, and then the second part of the question is, they're wondering, please do a cultural enslavement release event call. And we did some of these things. We cleared some of these things that they mentioned on the Saturday call. But there's one here they mention, greed. Now, that's interesting. Would that be a cultural thing? And maybe something that people could clear on their own if they bought the cultural clearing?
I would think that could be, because remember, you're, any word that you use that has a cause and effect energy to it, you know, that's ingrained in you from somewhere in your past. So that would be in your memories, even though you may not know it in this lifetime. So your memories would be your cellular memory that you have, and everything that, you know about living here on this planet, and what you don't know about living here, but you may feel a change or fear or something when you hear about something or see something, even though it hasn't touched you in this, particular lifetime. That's because it was brought up at some point. So everything that you're dealing with, you know, from A to Z, would be involved in the cultural energies, because it will be used by some culture. Back to you.
Okay, so I guess if your daddy was a card player, or your great grandpa, and he was really good at the cards, then you might be really good at it too. Might be something you want to clear. But they were actually asking if you would be able to clear those energies for a specific continent and timeline crashes. But I think you only do people, right?
Yes, uh-huh. So I'd say just get in and do, you know, do that particular clearing, the cultural one, on the website. If you do that clearing, we could send you over, you know, maybe the list maybe, I think it was about 20 different issues that we have had people, you know, mention to us that we could send you. But then you have to purchase the unlimited version to do that. So the first time through on the cultural clearing, the enslavement clearing, I believe is what it's called, cultural enslavement, that's just for this lifetime. Now, naturally, you probably want to go deeper because you may have issues. Then you need to purchase the unlimited version. And that will allow you to enter into that clearing different words that you want to clear, or themes, or whatever it is that you're dealing with. So, back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, somebody says, the alien to light clearings, there is a default that starts out at 600 minutes. And for some people, that is enough time. But you always have the opportunity to run it again if you really need more. Okay, another Saturday call. During the call, I did not feel much, if anything, maybe peaceful. I got really tired afterwards. I must have had a lot of healing to be done. I was so uncomfortable in my body, it was all important, and thank you for the call. Thank you for caring and taking the time to help us. So that's interesting. It must have been like letting go of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it depends on where your energy system is, you know.
Yeah.
Everything that you do as far as clearing, you don't know as you're living your life, you don't know where you're dipping into your body to get energy to sustain life, making it kind of simple. Now, if that area that you're using to sustain life is all contaminated and there's darkness there and no life force, because it was already stolen from you, then if you're relying upon that, you're going to probably feel pretty weak. Now, once it gets taken away, then you have to charge up again, and you may become tired because it's released from you, and you need to reintegrate a new energy because it'll be brand new to your body. Your body's used to what it has been dealt with, where it's living. And so once you take something away and you get more energy coming into it, you'll normally almost always become a little tired, sleepy, something like that, as the body goes, oh, I got to reintegrate this new energy from my spirit, and it could take you maybe a day to do that. It could be less. It could be more. So, you know, you just got to know that that's what can happen. So feeling tired or slow just means that you got a load taken off of you. Now you have to reinstate your spirit over again, and your body now has to recognize it, and then your body has to integrate that into the blueprint. So there's a lot going on. Mentally, you may say, why am I tired? You know, if I got this release, I should feel great. Well, that's your mental body talking to you. It knows nothing about your physical body or your spirit body. It's strictly in the mental, and the mental is the darkness. So, of course, it can give you all kinds of information that's not valid, or it could be valid, but it may not make sense to you. Or may want you to search for why you're having this problem, because now you're searching, going on the internet, why am I tired after a healing? And then the darkness has you all over again, because you're not receiving the energy that you're supposed to receive in the moment. Now you're going off on timelines wondering what's wrong with you. So that's the whole thing. The bottom line is, like I always say, is don't think. And, you know, a lot of people could be, we'll just use this term, accident prone. So maybe you're accident prone a lot and you're always hurting yourself or bumping into something. Well, maybe that's because you're thinking about something else and not being focused or paying attention in the present moment on living. And, you know, that's how accidents happen. But you're thinking about something else, the dark side goes, oh, I'll get them now. You know, we'll make sure that they do something to hurt the body. We can steal energy. And we'll give them all these thoughts to think about. We'll bring up a situation that happened 25 years ago. Then they'll dump that into you, and maybe you have some awful event happen, and now you're thinking about an event 25 years ago, which who really cares what happened 25 years ago, but now it's your concern. Now they gave it to you, and you're thinking, wow, what happened 25 years ago? Oh, I'm really angry with my neighbor, and this and that and the other, and you're walking through something, and you get hurt because you're not focused on the present moment. And that's what happens. Oh, what do you do when you wake up in the morning? Do you bring yesterday's garbage and trash into this lifetime in the present moment for today? You bring everything from the past into your current reality to go on more timelines? Or do you wake up being free and start planning your day? You can plan it, you know, with peace, or you can plan it from, you know, your past garbage that you've dealt with and situations and past timelines. You have a choice there. So back to you.
All right, good way to look at it. Okay, so somebody said that they had bought the unlimited version. I believe they mean of the cultural enslavement clearing, but this question could be for any one of the clearings. It looked to me that it was a regular whole life. After you do your age, then you do the list on specific box?
Yes, that is correct. After you do your whole lifetime, and you put your age in, and you put your name in, your age, and you run it. So we'll say that takes a half an hour. At that point, then now you do the unlimited version if you purchased it. Go back into it, the same as all the other ones. And now you're using the boxes that can say maybe a day, a week, or a month, or whatever that you can fill out, you know, enter in there. I believe you can just, you know, click on the drop-down box or enter something in. And then from there you put the incident in, and then you clear that incident. So that's how you want to work that. And it's the same as all the other unlimited clearings. It's all the same page. But you need to do your whole lifetime one first. So I have people, I mentioned this on another program, they go, Ron, you know, I really can't afford to buy my whole lifetime clearing, but I can afford to buy the unlimited. I go, well, you don't want to do it that way because your whole lifetime is created from this lifetime, from birth to your current age right now. And that's where all your stuff is and what you brought up. Just trying to go in there and pay $50 to do the unlimited version, you got all this back history of your whole, let's say that's your 50 years of age. You got 50 years of crud. The unlimited version is just going to take away one incident that you type in there. It'll be the most current one, which is the way it is designed to be used. What about the other 50 years? Well, you're still living with that. And that's sort of what I talk about when you do timeline crashing. You need to find out what energetic body is corrupted, giving you the timelines or making them give you, put you on timeline. You need to clean out that energetic body. Otherwise, just doing timeline crashing, stop cleaning out your energetic body of whatever that energy is that you're dealing with. It's probably going to be fear normally. If you don't do a fear clearing unlimited and stay current with it, then you're going to have all kinds of timelines and dreams of being in fear with something. So you need to get rid of this stuff in this lifetime. And then if you really have issues, then you do the seven-generational one for that particular clearing. And normally one seven-generation would probably be enough. But I talked to one person where they texted me and they said, Ron, I just kept doing it because I thought I needed to. So I did all these, you know, seven-generational ones. I think we probably have seven of them, which goes back to the 49th generation. And they said they caught something at the very last one, which is typically around the year 2000. I mean, zero for 2,000 years going back. So they just did it because they figured, well, I got this issue, and I want to go back as far as I can because it's there. And, you know, they just kept doing it until it ended. And all of a sudden they go, wow, it fixed it. And if you are going to go back that far, you know, we can talk about how you can speed it up. Because it will take forever to do the way it's set up right now. But you can do 10 years at a time, I believe. I'll ask somebody else what we have planned, what seemed to be effective, so you don't have to be on it forever. But anyway, back to you, because when you start doing it, you're going back and back and back, and you got all these people to clear, and there's lots of people. So back to you.
Hmm. Wow, that is fascinating. It's amazing that the person could zero in on one specific thing and then really felt it. It must have been very strong, felt it when it finally released. And actually, they did, I know that the webmaster did change the programs for the generational ones so that they move very quickly now. And when you get to the higher numbers, it still does take longer, but they still clear, oh my gosh, it's so fast. Your eyes can hardly even watch it. It goes like 100 a second or something like that. It's just a crazy amount. So they go much faster now. I think the doing 10 things at a time, I don't know if that was a magnetic twisted body clearing to help that one go faster. And we've discussed that.
I just don't remember right now.
Yeah. Oh. I'd be there. Okay. But we can go over that again at another point. Somebody's wondering, they say, what can they do for their electronics? Their computers and smartphones keep breaking.
Well, it's probably on a timeline that it's on, unfortunately. You might try the Be Here Now clearing with your computer. See if that would help, or your phone or whatever. And just see if it might feel different to you. So that's what I would probably recommend. That's what I think. Do you have any ideas yourself?
Well, the object clearing?
That might work too, yes. Uh-huh.
Let's see. Timelines, object clearing. Sometimes you have to just reset things back to a certain setting or reboot something. Computers do work best being turned off at least once a week. And then they work great for like another week or so. So I'm not sure. I guess it depends on the electronics. But I do find that they do respond to people's thoughts as well, especially if it's your stuff.
Yeah.
So, Ron, I know it's almost 55 after. I don't know if we're going until 55 after or until...
No, we're good. We need to close down here a little bit, so... Oh, anything we could add for a minute, and then I'll do the Mind to Heart drop?
Well, just that we do have another Sunday call, which is the 8-hour call on this Sunday coming up. Always very good to do. Ron clears, he always says just a few things that he's dealing with, but then sometimes he mentions that a lot of other things are being worked on as well that are not being mentioned. So I just find that I'm experiencing better health as I continue doing them. So, yeah, that would be on Sunday. Hope to see you all there. That's it, Ron.
Okay, so let's do the Mind to Heart drop. Here we go. So let's see out loud. I now command my spirit. Ooh, I'm yawning. To take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So there we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.